You just walk out. Shama Yomer Kol Anoshim Dayon Shaiton. Let's see the Rashi. I'm going to learn a little bit of Rashi this time around. Shama Yomer Kol Anoshim Dayon Shaiton Im Ruas Odam Daylonu Im Titma Chum V'tayr Shetigwe Mishasri Yiveilach Dayon Shaiton. It's enough. She saw Dam now. She's metame from now on. V'loy Amrina, we don't say ki heicha dahash d'shtakach dam b'veis achitzin. I have a bod kunami mekami hoch, I have a shtakach. I don't say, just like now was found dam in the beis achitzin, so she would have checked 5 minutes ago, it could have been there. V'koiz le beis harechem hem idu. V'kaim lom perek yetzi doifin kol anoshim metames b'veis achitzin. In other words, Aisha doesn't become, that's not a mistake people make. Aisha doesn't become tamei when the dam comes out of the body. It's when the dam comes out from the mokker to the beis achitzin inside. She's told me already. So she, Rashi seems to be learning she didn't come out this dam. She made a bedik and she found the dam at 5 o'clock. So that's what Jamai says. Dayan Shait, it's enough. She found it at 5 o'clock. That's enough. She's told me from 5 o'clock. I don't say, had she checked, just like it's found now, had she checked 5 minutes ago, it would have been there. And why didn't it come out of her altogether? Because the Kesle Beis Arechem got held up over there. I don't say that. That's Shammai's Din, Dayan Shaita. Hillel Omer, Mepkido Lepkido, Big Chumra, Vafilo Yomim Harbe. The Tumah goes back to the last time she checked. Says Rashi, Pkido Lepkido, Bgotka Atzon Bechel Bishabi. She made a bedik on Sunday. Umesosa Tehoiro. She made a bedik on Sunday. She found herself tahoyra. Uliyem Revi bought kumetzosa tmeyo. She made a bedik on Wednesday and she was tmeyo. Chayshinen umetama misofe kol atayrish nesaskoven mishas bedikas echol b'shabbos. Everything that she touched since the last time she checked is tuma. We go back with the tuma. The shemum siluk yodelro. So maybe as soon as she took her hands away from the bedik on Sunday, the dam came. Why didn't it come out? Why didn't she know about it? The Beis Arechem, how we do? It got held up in the walls of the Beis Achitz. So according to Beis Hillel, when a woman finds dam, she's tomei back till the last time she checked, afilu yom harbe. That's what she says, afilu yom harbe ben bedika rishayin l'shni. It was a couple of days. Mitaminen, we mitame kol ha-tayrish nesasko ben ben taim. Everything that was all tayrish she touched in the intervening days. Some she touched before the Sunday bedika tohiros. She bought gatzum it's also tohira. She says that's tohir. I mean, she made a bedika on Sunday. She was tohira. She made a bedika on Wednesday. She's tmeya. We are machmir to say that maybe the dam came immediately as she finished the bedika on Sunday. Anything she touched since then Sunday is tomei. But she says what she touched before the bedika on Sunday we don't worry about because she made a bedika on Sunday and it's tohira. Chachomim oimim they cut the middle over here. So again, Beis Shammai says, Dayan Shaita, Geruk. What you see is what you get. She found Dam at 5 o'clock on Tuesday. She's Tomei, 5 o'clock on Tuesday. Hillel says that you go back with the Tumah till the last time she made a B'dika, even if it's a week ago. Mesles, a 24-hour period will stop Mepkida Lepkida. Meaning Hillel said, you go back till the last B'dika. He says, no, Mesles will cut that. It can't go back more than 24 hours. On the other hand, Mepkid Lepkid, I'm at the Sayyad Mesles. Let me take the less of the two evils. The smaller time. Either you go back till the last Bdika, or you go back 24 hours, but not more than that. We'll see in the Gemara where this 24 hours came from. It's a magical Zach. I mean, Beisil, Beishame, we somewhat understand. Beishame is not Chayshish. We'll see why. Beisil is Yechayshish. We don't know what happened. So what happened? Where in the world 24 hours come from? That we'll get to. So that's the basic machloikis of the Mishnah. Again, we have three shittas. Beis Shammai, nothing starts before what we see. Hillel, we are choishish back. Again, misofik, we're going to see. This tumah is only a tumah sofik. And as we're going to learn, it's only a chumra. Really, everybody holds like Shammai. It's a chumra, only nogeya truma, and only kochim and possibly truma. We'll see that in the next few days. It's not a real tumah. And chachomim are in the middle. You go back, but not as far as Hillel says. You go back to the last Pekida, but you never go back more than 24 hours. And again, then we have to see where in the world 24 hours came from. Let's see that Rashi. Shemiyesh yomim harbe bim pkid lepkidah, if there's many days since the last check, loy metamin and lulukulu tyres de baini baini. We don't metami all that stuff since chveis last Sunday. Elo oisam shenesasku behem me esmoil, b'sho hazo, so 2 o'clock day. She found it at 5 o'clock on Monday, metami everything for 5 o'clock Sunday. V'tamayu de rabbonim meforish lekamon begimor. Mechavim de Rashi. We'll soon see. Nimtzu mes lemes, mamet is man mepkid lepkidah, umepkid lepkidah, mamet is ayad mes les. Obviously, if there was a check 3 hours ago, you don't go back 24 hours ago. You don't go back before the last check. Shehoy is man mepkid lepkidah, muot, mizman mes les. If the last check was less than 24 hours ago, holchen akrav lehokul, kigoin, bodka atz mashachris. She made a check in the morning. Umtzusasa toira, she found herself tor, because of bodka harvest, and she checked in the evening, umtzusasa tmeyo. Darminula, come on, we're going to learn later. Pamayim tzricholios bodekas shachus benim. A woman is supposed to check herself twice in the morning and afternoon. Loi mitamin and tayrish shalel emish. Again, she made a bedikah Sunday morning. She was good. She made a bedikah Sunday afternoon. It was no good. You don't go back 24 hours till Motzei Shabbos because the bedikah in the morning cuts it. Dobotka shachris and tzosot ha'era. V'lekel emeim to have a dam yes mo b'hai shaita kunta bin. Elahanach tyrus de mebedika shachris vo elach metaminin dainu mepkid lepkid. Okay, very simple, really. The shamay is you start the tumor when you see the dam. Hillel says you go back to the last time you knew everything was okay. And Chachom say you go back to the last time you knew it was okay, but you're limited by 24 hours. It can never be more than 24. Okay. Kol isha. This is going to be the discussion for the next 8 or 9 blad, a little more. Let me have the mission, which we'll get to quite a bit later. Kol isha sheyesh lo veset, dayashaita. And the woman who has a veset means a veset kavua, she was nikva 3 times. She saw Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. She now has a veset to see on Rosh Chodesh. Or in the time of Chazal, they limited even more. They could limit it to the hour of the day. There, this din, there's even Hillel. And the Rabbanim will agree you don't go back. Because since she has a veset kavua, we assume it came at that time. You don't have to say, let's say she has a veset for Rosh Chodesh at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. She made her bedikah and then she found herself tamei. So we said in Hillel or in the Chachamim, you have to tamei back till the last check. Here you don't, because since the veset note, that's a chazaka which tells us it's coming at Rosh Chodesh at 12 o'clock, I don't have to be chodesh, she came any earlier. That's all. So that the Ish Yesh Leveset pins the mission and limits the whole machloikis disappears. I don't say it was there before. The vaday oirich bismanoi bo.
What was the day after?
That's a different story, really. That's a different story. She's told me, right? She's finished. She's already told me. I'm not going to help her. She becomes told me with the boaz bismanoi veset. We'll get to that. Let's leave vestas for a while. We'll get to that. Okay. Hamshamesh is be'edim. She made a bedikah, the way Rashi learns, again, the way Rashi learns, the Gemara is going to change this, but that's how Rashi learns the Mishnah. Shemesh is be'edim. She, edim. Edim means, eid bedikah we call it, to decide what that word means. What's meant eid? You ever stop to think about it? What's called the eid? That's one pshat. Ramos says it means, kebeged edim kol tzidkei seinu. Edim means ashmata. Kebeged edim, as I said, Ramos. Eid is Miloshin Eidim. Kebeged Eidim kol tzidkos sein. A shmata. Either way, that's what it means. It's a shmata which will either prove or disprove. So she used a shmata before Tashmish and after Tashmish. Harezu, we're going to see the Gemara is going to change this around. But anyway, Harezu kipkido, that bedika counts as a bedika. Umimayetes al yadmi esleis al yadmi pkid lepkida. Meaning she had Tashmish in the afternoon, 12 o'clock. She had a bedika before, a bedika after, then she finds dam at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't go back before that bedika. That cuts you 24 hours, and that cuts your last bedika also. The Chudamish is poshut. I mean, what are you telling me here? So we'll see in the Gemara. It's not even true what Rashi says. Most of the point, what he says is not true. But Kipshuta, what we're saying is that there's a chiddush that these bedikas count. The bedika before Tashmish has a problem. The Gemara calls it, she's mahuma lebeisa. Since she's just before Tashmish, she's not necessarily always sure she's going to keep her mind on the making a proper bedika. She's mahumal abesa. She's hurrying to do what she has to do. So you might think, it's not a good bedika. She didn't make it so carefully. As a matter of fact, the Gemara comes out that that's true, that bedika doesn't count. But again, we're actually learning the mission. Either one will help. The one afterwards, we're afraid we say we might be afraid that there was a tipas dam kechardel on that aid and it wasn't seen because it was covered by the shichva zera. So both of these bedikas have weak points, shall we say. And the Mishnah is telling us, the Rashi learns, the Mishnah is telling us, even with those weak points, both of them count in the cheshbon of bedikas that you don't have to go back. See that Rashi? Arik pekido umates al yad, vimroas oda machaka bedikas arvis, vishim shebetzoa rayim be'edim. She was mishameshes be'edim the afternoon, then she made a bedikas arvis, loy metaminen tyris de mebedikas shachris atash. So about a normal lady, she has a bedik in the morning, a bedik in the afternoon. In the middle of the day, she was mishamish with Aiden. So ordinarily, you'd say, if she found the dam at the bedikas afternoon, she goes back with the tumah till the bedikas morning. So the Mishnah knows, since she was mishamish in the middle of the day with bedikas, with Aiden, that cuts it. It only goes back. You don't go back to the morning. Shari koidim tashmish bodka. Umitzosa tahoira. Velekalamimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim mitash mishvoelach tmeis vashteitza. From then on, it's tummy because you go back to the last bedikah. Bekitzer, the Mishnah is telling us that these bedikahs count. And we'll see it all in the Gemara, and everything will be worked out in the Gemara. Okay, keitzer dayushaito. What so funny? Mishnah means what would be an example of dayushaito that I say? Yeah, keitzer dayushaito. What I mean dayushaito? Again, that's Shammai's din in all Noshim, and that's our din in Eish Shiesh Loveset. What does it mean practically? Hoisi Yeshevis b'mito, she was sitting on a bed, Vasuke b'tayrus, and she's handling tayrus, she's touching tayrus. Uporsha, she gets off the bed, v'ruaso, as she gets off the bed, she's royadam. He tmeo, v'hein tohoyres. That's what it means, Dayashaita. She's Tameya Fashteitza, she's Sodam. But the Tyrus she touched 1 second ago are Tahiris, because that's what it means, Dayashaita. The Tuma starts when we see the Dam. It does not go back at all. When you hold Dayashaita, it doesn't go back in 5 minutes. So, Mela, she's sitting on a bed touching Kalim Tahiris. She gets off the bed. She gets off the bed and she sees Dam. She's Tameya Fashteitza. Those Tahiris are Tahiris. As she touched them a minute ago, that's the din of Dayashaita. We don't presume the presence of Dam before we see it. Afal Pisha Omru, Piri Takama, this is a new thing, a new. Afal Pisha Omru Metamu Mesleis, as Rashi points, we're talking about back to Ein Loves, it's like a Mishnah, a little funny flow here. We just got off for a second on the Yesh Loves, the Daishaita lady. Now we're back to the regular lady, that's Ein Loves, it Mela. We're going to Chachom in the mission. So it's like the Chachom. She has a din in Tumas Mesles. This Tumas is called, it's going to refer to as Tumas Mesles. Again, it's not always Mesles, because there could have been a Bediga before that, but it's referred to as Tumas Mesles, because that's its maximum. Afvishom with Matama Mesles. Eina moino elo misho sheroaso. Sechura echet adofa poshut, in other words. She sees on Sunday morning, right? So you tell them she's making a bedikas. So the tumah starts when? She sees Sunday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. So when does the tumah start? Shabbos morning at 9 o'clock, 24 hours before. Says the Mishnah, even though I'm telling you that the tumah starts Shabbos morning, 9 o'clock, what does she write down on her calendar? When did the days of Nida start? Right, but I put my cheshbon after them. First of all, you have to. Well, the way we cheshbon, you have to know when you're 5 and 7 are. The way they cheshbon, that you have to know when the 7 are. You have to know when the days are. So you don't say the first day was Shabbos, the first day was Sunday. That's when you saw. You would be making a kula out of this chumra if you do that. We're saying a chumra here. We're saying that even though she saw the dam Sunday at 9 o'clock, and Avada Shammai is right. Why in the world should I presuppose Dam? I mean, we'll soon see in the Gemara, if Chadova Poshe, that she has a Cheskes Tyre. I mean, the tortoise in third grade, Cheskes Tyre. Status quo ante is a tremendous force in the Halacha. Why should I assume anything happened before that? But whatever, so Hillel came up in the Chom with a Chumri here. For some reason, I decided that there was Dam. I could have been Dam 24 hours before. So now you're telling me, good, so she should start counting her days on Shabbos? That would be a Kulach, man. She'll finish up her 7 days, like the way we talked today, her 5 days earlier. That's ridiculous. Why?
The real fetish is Bezman HaMishnah.
What?
The real fetish is Bezman HaMishnah.
Not
for today, that's
a fetish. What do you mean? It's not a fetish at all. It's ridiculous. It's not a Gemara. That doesn't make sense, this mission. Why should I say cool and kick it back? Go back to the Dindaraisis, seven, go back to the real day. 7 days, then she goes to the mikvah. We started 7 days yesterday. That's absurd. So the Goyen says that, that's partial. I wouldn't have thought that you start on Shabbos. I would have thought she's a Mekulkelis b'minyon, a Mekulkelis b'ves. There are women who are going to learn, well, we're messed up. We don't know exactly when the Pesach need is, and we have to go on both sides. That I could have thought already. I could have been machmir that she saw yesterday, not meiko. I could have done that like a woman who I don't know when she saw. Those like the mission, no, I bechalal don't deal with it in terms of the Yemei HaVest and that business. She saw Sunday. This that we're imposing a chumer that she saw Shabbos is only nogeya tumah, and like I told you, only tumas kodshim and maybe truma. So machloek is in the gemara, if it's even truma. It's a big chumer, this business over here. Okay. I have 70 blotter questions. Yeah, go ahead.
We have a vest kavua, right?
Yeah.
So when if it says that she saw it, it only says that she saw the dam today.
Right.
So why should we at least go back to the morning?
I said b'mei chazal they have vestes on the hour. And even if you're away, so you don't go back before that. You wouldn't go back before that. But they're talking when they had vestes pinned. I mean, their vestes were pinned to the hour. Things were much more suitor once upon a time. You know what I mean? People came on time. Vestas came on time. I have to give all time. That's interesting. Teva follows the behavior of people. Hishkes Kobosa Darkom is the earth became mushkes. They did a study then in San Francisco. Then all the birds were mating with the males and males. You know, the Teva itself is affected by the way we behave. So when we came on time, the Vestas came on time. Okay. And now you want to get trouble with Vestas today? Okay, let me get back. My time is the Shammai. Okay, but kids, seriously, this is serious Gemara, Bemis. My time is the Shammai. What is the time of Shammai? Again, Shammai says, this is a funny Gemara, Yechmei. Who says the simple thing? Who says the difficult thing here? Shammai Lechur is saying a very simple thing. A woman saw Dam at Sunday at 9 o'clock. I assume it came at Sunday at 9 o'clock. Now, that is a very simple statement. Of course not. Why should I think differently? I mean, a woman has a cheskes taira. Every woman, once she makes her hefsek taira for sure, she has a cheskes taira. Why should I assume anything happened? Something happens. It happens. That's how we always work. I mean, that's how life works in general. The chazoka, the status quo is assumed not broken until we break it. That's all. Hillel and the Chachom are saying a strange thing here. They are saying that even though the dam came now, I call them that it came 24 hours ago. According to Hillel, it could have come 3 weeks ago. You know, it's a tremendous chum. According to Hillel, if this woman was shtika lax in her bedikah, she hasn't made a bedikah in 3 weeks. She's going to be tomei backwards l'mafrei for 3 weeks. So b'pshuto, the chiddush here is Shammai, is Hillel and the Rabbon, the Shammai. Anyway, it's funny. My time is the Shammai. What's Shammai's for? Kosov hemedish al cheskoso. Vishuba cheskos tohoiro medes. Them is the Rishonim are very bothered. It's a very fun. My time is the Shammai. Should start my time is the Hillel. The simplest way to go is what? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, good, good. That's Ramban says. Not everybody says Ramban. The Ran, they go, the Gemara, it's that they call Hascholas or Inyan. Not that we don't know time of the... We're setting up for Hillel, so it's my time in the Shammai, obviously he's got that. What in the world has Hillel got up his sleeve here? But it's not really a question, my time of the Shammai. Yeah, oh, okay. Or others, you could go a little... Yeah, okay, you could go down the way too, and as the Gemara knew what's going to take us a few blot, that this really is a chumri, it is a chumri in Kodshim. And the Gemara wants to know, we understand reality, Shammai's right, but why is Shammai not agreeing to the chumri of Hillel? But the way he says is simple. We're just setting up what's going on over here. Ramban's lashon is hascholas or inyan. It's a way to get into it. No. My time with the Shammai. Kosova hemed ishal cheskoso veisha becheskes tohoiro medes. That is a yesod godel ma'oid by us. She has a cheskes taira. Let's see the Rashi. Hemed ishal cheskoso shemisofek atabolet hamoisel. You're coming me sofek to be metame those tires. Tires she touched an hour ago. You don't know she was tome. You're making up something. So maybe she was tome. Lenin tires, the koidem rias, sofek havol adam mikoidem lochem. Maybe she had dam, sofek lo havo. So what do we do when we have a sofek? We go with chazokis. Hilkach hemed ish al cheskoso. Choice of koidem rias, chinesaske betires. Say, very simple. Good. The hillel. Ki omar hemed dover al cheskoso. When do you say hamed dover al cheskoso? Heicha de lesle reyes and migufa. When there's no reyesa means a something wrong. Chesaron megufa. Aval itzum kaven de megufa kochazio. Since she's seeing megufa, we'll see in 1 second what that means. Loi amrinen ukmo aches koson. Says Rashi, Kevan de Migufa Kochazio, Muadova Alulo Hilakach, or Regila Hilakas, Hanamalazach that a woman sees, Ein Locheskas Tyro. Hillel seems to be saying a bombshell that a situation like this, which could be called a Chazoko Asuya Lehishtanis, I mean, a Chazoko, we always assume the status quo antes because there's no reason to assume the status quo should change. A person is alive. We assume he's alive until we get the telegram from the war department. You know, decide that people died. We assume he's alive. This chazok, in that sense, is somewhat weaker because we know she's going to see sometime. Every month a woman sees. So that's, she's alulo urigilo lirois. And that schwachs up. It makes a reyes in the chazok. Now, as we will soon, there's a very important point that you shouldn't be confused. We're going to see, so it takes more a while to get there. But it's not real what Hillel is saying. It's only that we're machmir for kodshim and truma. Because in reality, even this type of chazoka is a good chazoka. He's not backing down on the whole concept of cheskes taira. He's saying that in a place where you have this alula liras business, we're machmir by kodshim and truma. But in reality, avada, he agrees that the chazoka is still a chazoka. It's a very important thing, meaning that even a chazok, what they call that's asuya lehishtanos, it's still a chazok. This idea that statuses don't change until we know they changed is true, even in cases like this, where one can reason, don't make too much sense. What do you mean you assume she's tired? I mean, at the end of the month, she's got to be tamei. At the end of the 30 days, or 35, whatever it is, that's not true. Okay. Now, the Gemara gets a little sidetracked here, but okay. Now, umay shnomi mik. Frag the Gemara kasha like this. So, Maishno mi mikveh, Zok Rashi Tavayu Porach. It's going to be a kasha on both. Again, let's just remember. Shammai says, you never go back at all with any tumah. Hillel says, you go back to the Mesupak Dikah times. I mean, the last time you know for sure. If you have dam now, you assume that you have to worry about dam till the last time you were sure there was no dam. Let's get the case in mikveh. This not. Mikveh shenimdad v'nimtzachos. A very interesting problem over here. You went to check the mikveh, it doesn't have 40 so. The mikveh is short. There's a very similar problem over here. Do I assume it just dropped below the line? I checked it 2 weeks ago. I checked it now. Now it's 39.9 so. One could say, you know, good, sotah hazok, I'm finished. That means it went down right now. Everything that went into that mikveh arat was fine. That is pretty much what Shammai says in the Mishnah. Or one could look at it the other way. What do you mean? It's 39.9 now. It was 42 weeks ago. So from the last time I checked, I got a problem. I don't know what happened. That is somewhat similar to the way Hillel's looking at life. What's the din? Called Tyrus Shenasu Al Gabov. All Tyrus, Dr. Ashi, Shenishtamshu Bekalim Shetov Lubo. All Tyrus, mean all Tardik of food that was put into Kalim that went into that mikveh, Lima Freya, back. Since the last time we know it had 40, bein b'shus harabim, bein b'shus hayochid, tmeis. Now, what's the relevance of b'shus harabim b'shus hayochid? Let's see Rashi. Very important there. Rashi, bein shamikva oimed b'shus harabim, dekaim alon sofek tumah b'shus harabim sveikei tor. That's a very important thing. We're dealing with tyrus, sveikei tumah. We have a rule. It's learned from Soita. We'll hear a lot about it in the next few days. Sofek tumah b'shus hayochid is tome. Even against the Cheskes Tyre. So, Fiktuma B'shus HaRabim is Tohar. Does state that the Tyres that were used since the last time around are Tmeis. whether the mikru was in Rishus or Rabim, or whether the mikru was in Rishus HaYochid. Hocha Tomei. What does that tell you? The lav sofeku elavadai. Kid, the Meforish time of the Kama Bishmaitzer. If it would have said it's Tomei in Rishus HaYochid, so it's a sofek. But you're telling me it's Tomei in Rishus HaRabim. That means it's vadai Tomei back. That's a big step, boy. That's more than Hillel said in the Mishnah. Shammai said nothing goes back. Hillel said you go back with a sofek tumah. We'll see you. You're not burning truma on that tumah. It's a shracha tumah. He says it's a vadai tumah that goes back. I know for sure it was tomei since last time, because if it wouldn't be for sure, it wouldn't be tomei in the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, zog the Gemara leShammai kashya leMafreya. A Shammai is shver that you go back at all. According to Shammai, the mikvah is no good. Sunday 9 o'clock. That's it. Sunday 9 o'clock. You got problems. A keli that I went there 1 second before. That was like tor. Is shver again. Says that lehil kashya vaday. Hillel. Okay, you go back, but not the vaday kite. The ilu mesla es. I thought they referred to mesles. The mesles shebenid. That's interesting because in Hillel it's not mesles. It's mepkida lepkida, but it's called mesles shebenid the toilin lo yoichlin velo sarfin. The Gemara is going to tell us on that vog that this truma or this kachim that we say is tomei according to Hillel, we don't burn it. Lo yoichlin velo yoichlin, we don't eat it. Toilin lo yoichlin velo sarfin because it's sofek tomei. Vilohocha tumo vaday. So it's a kasha on both. Lefi Shammai Bechal don't understand what's going on here. Shammai says you don't go back in time at all. And even Hillel says you only go back with a flimsy tumor. As we're trying to point out, he could have said it in different ways. He will only go back with Shusai Yochid, Rashi will tell us soon. He only goes back for toil and not sarfim. It's only for kodshim. So this is shver by both Hillel and Shammai. Zog de Gemara. Let's see Rashi. L'shamay kashi l'mafreya. Domitamin and tyrus l'mafreya. V'lo amrin ahemed mikval cheskoso. Not like you claim. You're screaming ahemed yishal cheskoso. Don't budge. D'lumes le'es tyrus d'mitamin alumishum sveiko d'mes le'es l'rabbonon. Or d'mepkid l'pkid the hillel. Toilin him truma ahemed. Don't burn it. V'lo sorfim. K'detanya b'thoni b'brais d'arroya. K'esem l'kama pirgim. V'lohocho b'mikva tumav adoiz. How does Rashi know it's tumav adoiz? Mitamin and lulam afreya v'sorfin esachu midiktoni b'shus harabim tomei almo kevaday mashalei. It must be a vaday tumo. So the Gemara hosom. You know why it's tomei there? What are you telling me? Hemet hamikval cheskoso should be tor. Hosom mishum the ikal amei mehame tomei al cheskoso. You got another problem over there. The kalim that went into that mikvah had a cheskas tumo. There's two problems over there. On one hand, you can say the cheskas tayra of the mikvah, the cheskas sholim of the mikvah tells me it was a good mikvah. On the other hand, the keli that went into that mikvah is a sofek. Did it go into a good mikvah or not into a good mikvah? The keli has a cheskas tumor on it. Its status quo ante is tumor. Veim aloy tovel. So it doesn't mean aim aloy tovel. We saw it go into the mikvah. It means it wasn't a proper tefillah. Rashi loy tov al tefila hagenes hilchos tuma vados yesh the cheskas tuma. That's a different story. He got a cheskas tuma pumping over there. Frag the Gemara. Adarav, hold on, my friend. He made mikval cheskosoy. You got a cheskas tuma the part of the keli, but you have a cheskas tyra or a cheskas sholem, whatever you want to call it, of the mikvah. Therefore, it should be a sofek, not a vaday. So the kasha just fell off of Hillel. Hillel's okay. And he explained, the Ika kasha is now on Shammai, because on Hillel, Sofek is okay. That's all we wanted. But Shammai's still a problem. Oh, veim alochose. Assume the mikvah is good and say, lochose. Zog the Gemara, hare chose lefonecho. There's a chose right now. You can't say, assume it's not chose, it's chose. I'm standing there with a 39.9 mikvah. Frag the Gemara, hey, but say, hochaname hare dam lefonecho. If you would tell me that the chosel lefonecho, the fact that I see it's different, knocks out the cheskes sholem in the mikvah. No, ebazei, the harei dam lefonecho should knock out the cheskes tayra of the isha. It's not true. Zog di Gemara. Hashtu de chazoi. What do you mean? That should knock it out. She saw now. I don't assume anything happened before. It's a funny Gemara. It's going back and forth on the same idea. Zog di mahochanami. Hashtu de chosel. So the same thing over there. What are you telling me? The chosel lefonecho weakens the cheskes sholem in the mikvah. Because it's chosa. It's chosa now. Just like you're telling me, Dare Damle Fonecha of the woman doesn't bother her cheskes tyra. I say, actually, the chosa. That's, which is basically the whole idea of chazaka. That when I have something now, I assume it happened now. Hochi hashta zogdigmor. No, you're making a mistake. Chosom ikal meimar chosor v'osa chosa v'osa. There, it's a gradual process. If the mikveh is leaking and I find it low now, it didn't just snap now. It's been leaking for a while. That's the leak out of the mikveh. It's chosav osa, chosav osa. There, I can't say chosav now. I only assume chosav is now. I can't go back. It's a gradual process. What I say here that she saw gradually, she sees the dam, she sees the dam. Says Rashi, Hochem ikal meimar hilkoch ad shas metzias dam. Lo Israel chazaka. Till she sees the dam, the chazaka has been mekayma. V'ach d'shtakach hashto ikal meima hashto the chazoi. Mashenkin over there it's some sort of a process. So Mela, I presume, I have to presume a little bit of history. Meaning, I can't say it became chazaka right now. I have to go back a little. Once I go back a little, my chazaka is broken. I don't know how far to go back. So the Gemara, the whole thing is not true. It could happen that way by Yeisha too. Umay kusha dilma hagas hagas chazisei. Don't ask me what that means. We'll see the Rashi. I have no idea what's going on here with the anatomy. Let's see the Rashi. Hagas, hagas, a lot. Loshin Rabia. Shadam hoylech v'godel. It accumulates. V'domelo b'masech ha-shviz perik dal b'rishoyno ho-yo-omer malaki rodem itoich sodeyu eitzim v'asom hagas, hagas, a lot. Yedeo shem malaki mishchavi. Okay, kloima. Al yedei sheyia hadam rabo b'moker. This Ria came about because it piled up by the moker. Yoytzi mimenu ma'at ma'at kechardel. A little comes out like a chardel. What the mocker can't hold. I don't know. Whatever you can figure out there. Somebody Gemara says the process of seeing dam could also be not a bomb. You know, not that she wakes up and nothing happened. Bingo, she sees. It's an accumulative process that piles up by the mocker and then it comes out. Like whatever it is. It's somewhat analogous. We're back where we started. The kids, after all this back and forth, we're back where we started. Looks everything set up the same over here. You have the chaz chazoka of the mikvah over there. So at worst comes to say, you'll make it a sofi because you have the chazoka against the chazoka. Why should it be a vade there? So you tell me, Ari chosel lefonecha. That knocks out the chazoka of the mikvah. Then the dam lefonecha should knock out the chazoka of the isha. The Torah says, we don't say that. I mean, that's the basis of all that we say. This, we call it chazoka de meikor, what is it called? The previous status. And then there's the chazoka dahashto. What's now? We always go with the chazoka dahashto. That's how we work. I mean, a man is found dead now. We assume he was alive till right now. That's all. Even though the chazoka says he's dead, so let's assume he's dead back. We don't go that way. We know he was alive at some point. The chazoka says he's alive till the last point. Same thing here. She's tahira. Now she's tamei. The chazoka dahashto, she's the Torah to the last possible second. She has a chazoka dahashto. She's tamei now. Let's go say, since she's tamei now, she was tamei back. We, generally speaking, don't utilize the Chazaka d'Ashta, basically. So we're back stuck. What's going on here by mikveh? For the Gemara, a very important thing. This is a very famous thing. Hosam ika tarta l'reyesa. Hocha ika choda l'reyesa. Okay, but what it means is, I have to explain, and it's not an easy thing, but what the facts of life are as follows. The case in mikveh is different than the case. Here we have choda l'reyesa. What does that mean? She has a cheskas tayra. There is one problem here. That doesn't bother me. When you have a chazoka de meikor against the chazoka de hashta, if you want to put it, the chazoka de meikor wins over. Over there, you have a tarat de l'reyes. So what do we have over there? We have a keli that went into a mikvah, right? So what do we have? We really have three factors over there. You have the cheskas tumah of the keli. You have the cheskas sholem of the mikvah. And you have harei chosel lefonecha. That's the reyes. Two out of those three things say tumah. The cheskas tumah of the keli says it's tumah. The cheskas sholem of the mikveh says it's tor. The harei chosel lefonecha says it's tumah because it says the mikveh is not good. That's what tarta l'reyes. In other words, in an isha, all you have is cheskas tyra and raidam lefonecha. Then I say the cheskas tyra wins. Here you have tarta l'reyes. You have the cheskas sholem of the mikveh and the chosel lefonecha. But you also have a cheskas tumah here. Now that can be understood in one of about 11 ways, but the two simple ways to go are, either you look at it over, again, you say what you got over there, you got a problem over there. On one hand, you have the cheskas sholem of the mikveh. That should win the case. It's a good mikveh. That's the end. The other hand, you have cheskas tumah de keli, and you have one this little thing called chosel lefonech, which generally we ignore. But that's the chiddush. Here we don't ignore it. You can look at it like this. One way to go. It's Kveg's first way. The Shmaitzer doesn't like it. You have a cheskas tumah against the cheskas taira of the mikveh. That's a clash. They cancel each other out, and you're left with harei chosel lefonech. Usually, we don't look at that lefonech like a isha. Cheskes taira, she has dam. We ignore it. The chazok of the mekorah overrides and overpowers. But here, that chazok of the sholem and the mikveh is canceled by the cheskes tumah. So there's no chazok here. The only thing I have in front of me is harei chosel lefonech. That's what the mitar tolerates. The other way to go is, in a way, it's simpler. There's a clash here between the cheskes tumah of the keli and the cheskes sholem of the mikveh. So you tell me it's a 50-50, right? That's what I basically was asking. It should be 50-50. Why is it bad they told me? The answer is, the cheskes tumah of the keli is stronger than the cheskes sholem of the mikveh. Why? Because the cheskes sholem of the mikveh has a rechosel lefonech. The cheskes tumah of the keli is a perfect chazok. There's nothing wrong with it. The cheskes sholem of the mikveh has a problem. It has a rechosel lefonech. So again, if there be nothing else here, the chazok overrides the chosel lefonech. But here I have a cheskes tumah and a cheskes sholem in the mikveh. I got to figure out which chazok is stronger. That much, the chazok of the hashta, what we call, the present state helps us. To figure out which is a better chazok, I'll use the chosel lefonech and I'll say that the cheskes tumah is stronger than the cheskes sholem. That's my title, Reyusa. Rashi sounds that way, got it. Let's see, right. Title Reyusa. Heme tome al cheskes tumah. Ubecheskes tired the mikveh ikareyisa. The cheskes tumah from the tome is strong. The cheskes tired the mikveh has a shtickle problem. I chosel lefonecho. Avol isha bedidohu ikareyisa. She has her cheskes tired with her hayadam lefonecho. There's nothing else involved here. That's our standard clash between chazok the mekorah and chazok the hashta. Chazok the mekorah wins. Shehura cheskes tayrosa k'tzas. Shehidam lefonecho. Umishum hach reyisa lechudo. That's the only problem. Lo marin in law. There's no other problem here. The chiamet hamidam al cheskosom becheskes tarosom.
So if you add something to that, the only thing you talk about in the mikvah, the last
24
hours,
the
suffix period,
that could be different. It would probably remain suffix, Tommy. This remains vadai, Tommy. Okay, now the Gemara, we're going through the same exact Shakvataria in a very similar case. Umayshna Michovis, asking the same kasha from Chovis. What's the case? The Tanan. He's got a barrel of wine, right? He wants to take this barrel of wine as truma on all the rest and drink his stuff. Now it's only good if it's wine, but if it's turned into chometz. Rashi says, we're going to Rebbe Yehuda, that yayin and chomets are two minim, meila, the truma is no good. So if when he said, harei zu truma on this barrel, it was chomets, and I got to say, no good. What happened there? A week later, he goes and checks, he sees it's chomets. The shaila is, when did it turn? Did it turn before he said, harei zu truma? Then he's in trouble. Or did it turn after he said, harei zu truma? Then he's home free. Kol gimel yomim vadai. Does it mean the 3 days back of Vaday Chometz, because it takes 3 days for the Chometz process? Or does it mean the 3 days from the last check of Vaday Yayin? But either way, Mikanvo Eilach Sofik. Let's take the first way. The last 3 days of Vaday Chometz, because it takes 3 days to turn into Chometz. Before that is a Sofik. Why? It had a Cheskas Yayin. Why should I assume anything before that? Now this is a Kasha only on Shammai. On Hillel, it's not a kasha. Hillel says sovik, but on Shammai, who says you don't go back at all, kasha l'shammai. So go to the same business. Hasa mishum diikol ameimah hemet tevel achas koso. There you have a cheskas iser of the tevel. True, you have a cheskas yayin that the yayin. You also have a chazok on the tevel that it didn't become ois tevel. That tells you that the thing did turn to chaimetz. Ve'ema lo niskan. Let's say it didn't become, it wasn't good trum. Adarava hemet yayin al cheskosoi. Fakert the Omar loy hechmitz. So now this is a funny Gemara here, because so therefore it should be a suffix. So it is a suffix. So what's the problem? I mean, we're saying like this. I'm telling you, there's a cheskas tevel on the tevel. So yeah, but you have a cheskas yayin on the yayin. No, so it should be a suffix. So it's good, it is a Safek. What's wrong? Says the Gemara is relying on the next piece of Gemara where we'll see that the Rabbonon who hold it's a Vadai, by Mikvah, hold it's a Vadai no good here too. Okay, it's a mamshe same repetition. Hari hechmitz lefonecho, so that breaks the cheskes yayin. Nu hochanami hari dam lefonecho, so that should break the chazok of the isha. Same business. Hashtu hu the chazoi, she saw now, not before. Hosanami hashtu the hechmitz, it became chometz now, not before. Hochi hashtu hosam ikal lemeim hechmitz vosam. That's a process. I have to assume something happened earlier. Hochi ikal lemeim chazoi vaso chazoi vaso. Why should I assume there was any sort of a process here? Zog the Gemara, not true. Umay kush, dilma hagas hagas chazise. Meaning, just like in wine turning into chometz, or like we said before, the mikveh, what do you call it? The mikveh losing water. It's a process. It's a heart seeing down could also be a process. It could be from an accumulated amount of dam in the mocker. I mean, that's not a way out. That's not your answer over here. So again, we're back stuck with the bag. We're back stuck to that old kash again. Over there, you're telling me that you found it to be chometz. It's good. So for 3 days, you assume it's chometz. It takes 3 days to become chometz. Fine. But before that, you say it's sofek chometz. Or the Gemara will say, according to us, it's vaday chometz. Why should that be? You have the chazaka that it was yayin. It changed into chometz. You assume now. Just like we said in the Mishnah, she saw dam now. We don't assume any previous history. Or at best, we assume sofek lechumra. Says the Gemara, the same business. Hosam ika tartalareyasa. Hocha ika chodalareyasa. There, there's a tartalareyasa. What do you have there? You have the cheskas tevel. The cheskas tevel of the tevel. You have the cheskas yayin that says it's good. But you have harei chometz lifonecho. Again, either you say the cheskas yayin cancels the cheskas chometz. I'm sorry. The cheskas yayin cancels the cheskas tevel, and you remain with chometz lefonecho, or you go the other way, the way the Shvaitzer understands. You have two chazokas here. Cheskas yayin says it's good truma. Cheskas tevel says it's not good truma. How shall I decide which is stronger? Avada, the cheskas tevel is stronger, because in the cheskas tevel I have no reyesa. In the cheskas yayin I have a big reyesa. I got a big barrel of a very strong smelling vinegar on my hands. So that is a weakness in the cheskas yayin. Therefore, usually when I have chazoka, labadi chazoka, what we call, so it's a square off, I'm stuck with a suffix. Here, one of the chazokas is stronger, because one of the chazokas is a regular chazoka. Another chazoka happens to have a shtickle problem. There's our right thing lefonecho. That's tartel reyesa. Now, but now we have a problem. In the first case, so now what the Gemara is saying now is that mikveh and chovitz are the same thing, tartel reyesa. Now the shaila is like this. Is tartel reyesa make it vadai, or is tartel reyesa suffix? So that's a chorus theory right now. In the first case, we said tartel reyesa makes vaday tome. Bein b'shus ha-yochid, bein b'shus ha-rabim is tome. That means tartel reyesa is such a powerful tool that it makes it a vaday. And it's going to have, in Shmaitz's way, you have chazok against chazok, that's a sofik. Once I can tip the scale with arechos leponecho, with a chazok of the hashto, now it becomes a vaday. It's not a sofik anymore. It's vaday the other way. Over there, it's vaday tome. So then over here, it should be vaday. It should be vaday chometz, because I have the harei chometz lefonech. Here it says it's only a sofek. Vaday mikam vayel sofek. It's only a sofek that truma. I have to take again truma, whatever it is. That's like the Gemara. Umayishno hocho vaday. How come by the mikveh tartel reyesa you decided was a din vaday? It's not a sofek. It's vaday tome. The fact that this chazok is stronger than that chazok tells me that the thing is tome be vaday, and I'm sorry if the truma, even Rishus HaRabim. Yet by chovis, it only says it's sofek truma back, and I'll have to, I leave that as truma. I got to process what you do with sofek truma. I should say it's vaday, not truma. What's up with sofek? So the Gemara, you're right. Omer Reb Chanina Misura Man Tana Chovis Reb Shimon Hi. You're right. We who said in mikvah it's vaday tome, will say in chovis it's vaday. It tevel's vaday no good. You didn't do anything. This person who said in chovis sofek is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon by mikvah also holds it to sofek. Man tana chovis Reb Shimoni de legabe mikvah nami sveika mashvalei. This nan mikvah shenimdad v'nimtzachos are our case. Kol hatayris shenasu al gabov limafreya Bein b'shus harabim, bein b'shus hayochet tmeis. That's what we said before. Bein b'shus harabim, bein b'shus hayochet tmeis. Mirazi yizog before. That tells us it's a tumas vaday. But there's a Reb Shimon in this world. Reb Shimon oimer b'shus harabim tohoyrois. U'b'shus hayochet toilin. What is he saying? That the stuff that was made on a mikveh that was in the Rishus HaRabim is tohor. The stuff that was made in a mikveh that was in the Shayochit is toilin, it's sofek tome. So what is Reb Shimon saying? It's a sofek. We say it's vadai. Once it's vadai, it's tome, sai Rishus HaYochit, sai Rishus HaRabim, it's not toilin, it's sofek. He understands it's a sofek. Therefore, in Rishus HaRabim it's tohor, because sofek tum Rishus HaRabim is tohor. In Rishus HaYochit it's like that sofek. In other words, this, we're coming out, there's a report in Machlokes Tanoim here, this mechanism that we call Tartel Reis, the Chachomim hold, it becomes a Vaday. When you can make that little edge, one Chazoka against the other Chazoka, that kicks it into a Vaday, there's no more Sveikis. Reb Shimon holds no, he doesn't have that powerful tool. Basically, if you think about it, what Reb Shimon is saying is what we would have said till you learned this Gemara. That we totally ignore the Chazok and the Hashta, which is the way we were brought up to understand. The Chazok doesn't mean anything to us. We always go with Chazok to make Kor. So basically, you just have Chazok about the Chazok, and that's all you have. You have the Cheskes Tum of the Kalim, you have the Cheskes Sholem and the Mikvah. I, it's Chos. When I can't, it's Chos. I never worry about what's in front of me. It just remains a suffix. So the Tanakama who holds, it's a Vadai, this new tool called Tartel Reis, it becomes Vadai by Tumah, and it's Vadai by the case of Chovis, it's a Vadai Tevel, you're going to have to redo your whole thing over there. Reb Shimon holds, it's a Sofik by Mikvah, so Melin, in Rish HaRabim it's Tor, and in Rish HaYochid it's Toilin, and what do you call it? And in Mechov it's a Sofik. And the question is, where the Kofs and Engmos, Shneim Lolandu Misoy, that's tomorrow. What's exactly, where this Machloik has come from exactly?